This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
I'm not sitting here confessing. I'm telling you, it is a principle and a law that God set into action and that everybody lives by or doesn't live by. And so, the cover is about to come off. He said this principle that he's pulling off is a perception of the champion. This is the champion perception. And it always produces benefit. Now, that's a good thing, isn't it? Always fruit, always harvest, always blessings, always his goodness, always promises follow when you live under this principle. The Lord said it is the principle law for the abundant, victorious living. So is anybody ready to change? Are you ready for your perception to change? Well, how did this come about? I'm going to give you just the whole history of it because it's endless. This teaching's endless. It would be almost like, I remember when I was coaching and when I had to get my high school to teach in high school, you had to take these tests afterwards. And one of my minors was history. How do you take one test for all of history? You know what I mean? I don't want to give you a test on the whole Bible, you know, or all of history. And that's how I kind of felt. It's overwhelming if you don't go and spend time with God on, God, where do I start? This is huge, but it's going to be clear. Why? It's a revelation. Ah, that's what that was. Are y'all getting this? And so thank God. It doesn't matter how long it's been. So while I was teaching covenant and the legal system in the courtrooms, y'all remember that? This is how it came about in my spirit. And I was talking about how God is judge, and he's not an unjust judge. I mean, he is a just judge. And there is an accuser, and there is a courtroom, wherever it may be. And that accuser comes, the devil, and he accuses morning and night. And as I was teaching that, the Lord said, but I have given you the power of repentance. Y'all remember that? And I heard in my spirit, you don't have to, you get to. And then I learned that repentance, when you look up that word in the Greek, has nothing to do with emotion, but it is a very legal term. So God said, you don't have to repent, you get to repent. Now, the reason why I knew that and I was ready to hear that is because I understood covenant. God, when he is in covenant with you, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, you get in covenant with me, you can sin. Now, he ain't going to break that covenant because you're sin. Are y'all getting this or not? Now, he said, I made man to choose. And I didn't ever tell any man, I didn't make any man get born again. They didn't have to. Everybody say have to. They got to. He said, that's the whole principle to everything. Oh, now some of you is going to sink in. Now, here we go. He said, you didn't have to repent. You don't have to. You get to. So, and repenting got me back in legal terms with God and got me back in a proper place to receive the blessings of God. Well, are you telling me it's a free ticket to sin? No. Listen, I'm telling you it is a legal term that gets you back in position. I'm thankful that I get to repent. And that just, because there was some teaching on grace that I didn't understand, and I'm all for grace, don't get me wrong. But then there's some teaching that was going around it I said, God, and these were from good friends and people on television affecting millions of people said, you didn't have to repent. And I go, God, I need help in that area. I'm reading here. And they said, well, that ain't for us. And that's for, God, help me. Years went by, didn't it, Kenny? Years. A lot of personal, you know, just friendships broken. And the Lord said, he cleared it up with this. You don't have to. They're right.
You get to.
See the different attitude? Whole different perspective. I get to. I have to. I get to. I have to. I have to go to work. I get to go to work. Oh, now we're hitting a whole different thing. We have to go to church. We get to go to church. Come on, somebody. Are y'all getting it? We have been teaching this wrong. Son, daughter, you have to go to church. We have been preaching from the pulpit. You don't have to give. You can go to heaven. You don't have to tithe. That is the principle behind everything of the right perception. And that whole Bible, the Bible itself is a book written for us so we get to succeed. You don't have to read it. Go right to heaven whenever you want to go and live your life as you don't have to. Are y'all getting this or not? Say, I get to. Now, we're going to put this in everything. We're the I get to people. We're the I get to church. Well, come on now. I say, I get to. Man, you're going to have to meditate on this. God told Joshua, this book of the law, don't let it depart out of your mouth. He said, meditate on it day and night, and then you will get to prosper, and you will get to succeed. When do I get the book? When can I get this book? Oh, you have this book. Are y'all getting this or not? We should have that attitude. I get to. What about how in the scripture says, Proverbs 4:20, son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health, which in the margin says medicine, unto all their flesh. Are y'all hearing this? In other words, my son, my daughter, this book, you don't have to read. But if you want to succeed and you want to be prosperous and you want a 24-hour prescription to all your health, not only that, if you read it and listen to it and hear it, your faith will grow. Where's this book? You got 7 of them. See how our perspective on reading the Bible. You don't have to. And he ain't gonna make you. But there's something about that perception and that heart and that willingness and that humility that says, I get to. That God, it activates God. He does not say he loves the giver. Are y'all getting this or not? He loves the giver who says, I get to. Oh, come on. Oh. When do I get this book? Man, there is a movie. Candy's going to go, don't recommend that movie. I recommend that movie to a minister once, and man, I got raked over the coals on social media. But this movie was about a book. The book of, and it's got some gross, but the whole thing about that book was, it was the last Bible, the last copy, and the whole world was fighting for that book. Because that's where the power was. Y'all seeing what I'm talking about? So the perception of that, of the world, they were fighting in all of this. And it was so valuable to that one guy, Denzel Washington, he memorized it, even though he couldn't see. Wow. Because in that book was life. And in that book was health. And in that book was success. And in that book was power. And in that book was faith to move mountains. Are y'all getting this or not? God said, I wrote that book so you get to. Amen. Oh, you don't have to. Just sit yourself right there. Go watch Super Bowl. You don't have to. You don't have to. How's that been working out for you? But the perception and the foundation has not been laid right. And so my people's perceptions, difficult for them to change like it would be for that young person who learned about the importance of the brain. And Christians need to learn the importance of the book and the words. Amen. Not you have to. Say, I get to. So I continued preaching these topics, different topics, after I was preaching this. And I started preaching on walking in love. And I started preaching on giving and tithing. And I started preaching on enduring. Remember that one? And praise and worship. And thanksgiving. And after each one of them, I would hear in me. You get to. I'd hear that. I'd come back and I'd write it, and the Lord would talk to me. He said, I get to principle is the key to victorious living, abundant living. I get to is the champion perspective of the undefeated church. I'd write this down. I get to, when you operate in full force of I get to, and you live by I get to, and it comes out of your mouth on everything I get to, and you meditate and you think about it, you say it, you wear it. No, honey, I get to. Then always benefits will follow. He said it's a law. Amen. Now, he showed me two families. Before we get into some of these examples, he showed me two families of words here that you got to understand to lay down to unveil this revelation. The I get to family and the I have to family. And these are words that are associated with these two families. Whether you want to see it like a wagon wheel, a family of words, or however. But the I get to family starts out with humility. And we'll get to this here in just a second. What does God say about the humble? What does God say about humility? Oh, he exalts it. The humble, you know who the humble are? They get to. You know who the compassionate are? They get to. You know who the willing are? Have you ever went through the Bible and found out about the willing and what they get and how God loves a willing heart?
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.